Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hey guys, surprise! I'm Kate Chastain from Below Deck, and this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. That's right, I'm taking over The Daily Dish this week. Megan deserved a vacation, and I was kind enough to step in. Because Below Deck Season 6 is now airing, of course we're going to talk about the new season and my first impressions of our new crew members. We have interviews with Leanne Locken from Real Housewives of Dallas and Dave Holmes from Bravo's Play-by-Play. Eric J. Mack is also here with Word on the Street. And of course, I'm going to do my rose and my thorn. But first, to prove my love of all things Bravo, I'm going to subject myself to a lightning round of Sophie Stanberry's choice questions.
All right, are you ready, Kate?
I'm ready.
Okay. Luann's cabaret or Sonia's cabaretlesque?
I am team Sonia always and forever, but I do want to see Luann's cabaret.
Yes. Okay, Jiggy or Waka?
Waka. Daddy Andy, Waka.
Scary Island or Columbia?
Columbia, so I can teach that boat crew how not to almost kill your guests.
Yes, expert. Okay. Dinner party from hell on Bev Hills or New Jersey's table flip dinner party?
Dinner party from hell, because I want to be in Beverly Hills and I want a psychic reading.
Great choice. Sheba Sheree or Lisa Rinna for QVC?
Lisa Rinna for QVC. I love her energy and I want to dust her.
Lisa Vanderpump's Villa Rosa or Heather Dubrow's Dubrow Chateau?
Lisa Vanderpump's Villa Rosa. She has swans, y'all, and a moat.
Melissa Gorga's Envy Boutique or Kyle Richards' Kyle by Elaine 2 Boutique?
Kyle Richards' Kyle by Elaine 2 Boutique. That's kind of a long name for boutique, but yeah. I'm into it. I like her style.
And finally, Sonia's Facialist or Shannon Bedore's Dr. Moon?
I feel like Sonia's Facialist is a little too sassy. What does Dr. Moon do?
He's like Shannon Bedore's like old-time like doctor. He does a little acupuncture here and there. Yeah.
Like alternative medicine.
Yeah, that type thing.
Cool. Yeah. I love that his name is Moon. That's right. Very matchy.
Dreamy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a doctor in my town who does vaginal rejuvenation. Ooh. And her last name is Zipper.
I love that.
I love a theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are we going with Dr. Moon?
Yes. Just for the theme name alone.
All right. Love it. Okay. So now, Megan had some questions for you, so I'm going to relay those questions if you're ready. First question, was there ever a time where you almost said, okay, enough is enough, I'm done?
Yes. There's been many times during every season where I thought, what am I doing? This is too much work. Why do I keep coming back? But we only have a charter season for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So the rest of the year gives you enough time to forget.
Okay. And then you just get
And then
back
once you're back there, you're stuck on a boat and you can't leave. So it's like perfect.
Okay. Next question. What's the worst thing for a crew roommate to ever do?
I'm probably the worst crewmate in all honesty.
What have you done?
It's such a small space for two people. It's too small for one person. So everything has to be in its place and in order. Yeah. But I am like Superman quick change because I'm always working. I go in, I lay down, I change my uniform, and I'm in and out. So I don't have time
to neatly put everything.
Okay, we get that.
It's like a tornado.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
We forgive you.
Working tornado.
Where do the hottest crew members hail from?
Oh.
Get into it.
Australia. Absolutely is the hottest because it's like a continent full of surfers. You know, it's all beaches, all coastal. They're all tan, muscular, accent. They're like macho.
I'm dreaming.
I'm drooling. And then South Africa is a very close second because it's similar. They have kind of a more British accent. So it's, you know, Australian is your starter crush. But then as you get a little more world traveled, you realize, okay, I'm over that. Now I realize South Africans is like the perfect mix of Australian and British. Because British people don't have the beaches, so they're not as tan.
Love it. Okay, so
it's a science.
Basically got to add South Africa to the travel list.
For sure.
Okay. Now, we kind of want to know what your first impressions are of the season 6 crew.
Speaking of South Africans that are hot,
ooh.
Ashton, our deckhand, he's so cute. He used to be a male stripper.
Skills.
Which I never am really attracted to. It's like a little too much.
Yeah.
But he is darling. He's got that accent. He's got a deep voice, a big Adam's apple.
I'm okay not weighing much because when I was a lot younger, I used to do a bit of stripping. You're 19 years old, you're going to these clubs for ladies' nights and you're dancing and you're getting attention from these women and it's just great.
But he looks like a little baby, a little muscular baby.
Okay, who else?
Right, who else is on? Enough of us, sorry. I like Ashton, by the way. Ross is from New Zealand. He's amazing. He's very New Zealand. Everyone from New Zealand is so nice.
Really?
They like poetry and Bon Iver music and... Because they're just like this little island off in the corner of the world. They just are so nice. Yeah. And Ross is so nice. Josiah, game changer. Like, Below Deck will never be the same now that Josiah's here because he is sassy, amazing at his job. And I think it's a really new, fresh dynamic for me to have a male steward that I can, like, banter with.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Our chef is amazing. He is probably going to... go beyond yachting and be very famous one day.
Wow.
He's supremely talented and he's super young. He was from St. Martin and then he went to Paris to study when he was like 16. So while we were like getting our learner's permit to drive, he was like in Paris learning to cook the best. And then there's Riley. What I love about our crew this year is there's a lot of strong personalities. And while some people might be a little bit crazy, it's like I respect their crazy. Riley is... intense.
Work as a co-captain and a mate on fishing charters in Alaska. It's not a lot about the ambiance, it's more about catching that monster halibut. And you get dirty and you get gory and bloody, and I love it.
Why the change from fishing to yachting?
I'm up for anything. A lot of people don't realize Alaskan girls are badass.
But she's also a badass. Like, if you follow her social, the fishes she catches are like dinosaurs.
That's insane.
Out of Alaska. But she's a tough girl. And then there's Caroline, who was my third stew, and I really liked her. But I think she's too sensitive for the yachting industry.
Is there an air conditioning?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want it off? Yeah. To the moment?
Kate.
Yeah, she's done it.
Wait, why you just... Don't shush me. I'm telling
you. You did the guest quarters?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with you.
Thank you. Don't shush me if I'm trying to tell her something.
But she's in the conversation with the chef about dinner.
Okay. Okay. You're right. I do not like to be shushed. It's dismissive. It's belittling.
She's like, Kate.
Is that wrong?
No. I literally think everybody's tired.
You gotta have thick skin.
And she doesn't. And you should also kind of be sane. You know, it's like not a place to go if you like haven't figured out your issues. And then there's Chandler. Chandler, there's not much to say because he doesn't talk a lot. Like, I don't know. He does the job. He's like a robot.
That's it? Just a robot?
Yes, that is it. I'm telling you. Tune in and trust me.
If there's one word you could describe this season. Just give the fans one word. What would you describe?
Epic.
Epic. All right. I guess everyone has to tune in.
Yeah. I'm not even just trying to promote it. Like, it's epic.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Captain Lee crying?
I didn't know that he cried until I saw it. When you guys saw it, I knew that we were all very shaken up about what happened. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I've never seen anything like it. I've never heard of anything like it. And we're all very lucky that it wasn't worse than it could have been.
Wow. All right, just shifting gears a bit.
Yeah.
We know that you keep up with the OC women. What are your thoughts about this season, the new women? Tell us what you think.
I mean, I love all Housewives, mm-hmm. but what's currently on is OC.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed, first of all, with Shannon Bedore. I've loved her since her first season. There's mm-hmm. something like really adorable about how she's just so authentic.
Yeah. She's spunky.
She's authentic and sassy, but also like into that new agey stuff.
Yeah.
I love that mix. And I think that she went through a hard time with her husband, her divorce, her weight, mm-hmm. but she has bounced back and she's really being honest and real on camera. But it's like Stella got her groove back.
Yes, love that movie.
I'm so happy for, like, I'm just cheering for Shannon.
Yeah.
Vicky looks great. She's looking the best she's ever looked. I mean,
I wish you guys could be in the room right now to see the gestures.
I want to go to the Orange County doctor that Vicky goes to because she right. is looking so good. Money can't buy you class, but it can buy you good looks.
Hello?
Yeah. And her new boyfriend has a beautiful smile. He's very attractive for an older guy, but I'm a little bit worried about, like, she's coming on a little strong.
Like, what do you think about the relationship?
I think that maybe she's more into it than he is.
Mm.
And I feel like she's tenacious. We've seen her over the years.
Yeah.
She's a go-getter. She's a self-made woman. She's a businesswoman. She will call you. She will sell you that insurance, you know. And she's kind of approaching this guy like, you'll be mine. You will like me. Tell me the answers. Do you like me? Do you still yeah. like me? And it's just like,
ease up a little.
That sounds just like her.
Yeah. Kelly Dodd. She is also, I think this is like a great time for the Housewives of Orange County. They all had big changes, but they're moving on, moving up. It's all upgrades.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's like living their best life.
Yeah. Do you know about the milkman?
No.
Okay. So a little tea. She actually brought the milkman in when she came in for the podcast. And he was just sitting back there and she was talking about the men she had on the bench, you know, being a little cheeky with him. But we could tell there was, you know, some chemistry in the room. What do you think her dating?
Why did they call him the milkman?
I don't know. I feel like that's a question.
Vitamin D, whole milk?
Ooh. Ooh. A little spicy. Yeah, but he's really cute.
Kelly is going to be just fine. I mean, we should all strive to have Kelly's dating life, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, because she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's independent. And she's kind of, unlike Vicky, I feel like she is not going to be needy.
Not you know? All. They're probably going to need her.
That's what, she's going to make them think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pro. Okay, so what do we think about the new wives, Gina and Emily?
You know, it's always great to see new faces on a Housewives franchise. Mm-hmm. And it will be interesting to see because a first-year housewife, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, New York goes through them quick.
Yeah.
Tinsley was very lucky that she's still here because Jules, gone.
Right.
The other ones I can't remember, gone.
Yeah.
But first-season housewife, it's a lot of pressure. Yeah. So I guess time will tell.
You're right. All right, I think it's time for Word on the Street with Eric J. Mack. Hey, Eric.
Hey. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So this is a segment where we talk about what's going on social media. So I have a couple things I wanted to run by you. This is what I've seen lately. So I don't know if you remember, but Ramona was on Love Connection last year. Did you see that? Have you seen that?
Yes. I mean, it's Daddy Andy Cohen.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
So she posted a picture on Instagram with one of the guys that she went on a date with. So I'm wondering if this is another little, are we having another little
God,
rekindling?
Oh my God, Mario, Silver Fox Mario 2.0.
He's very
oh
handsome.
Oh my gosh. Does that not look like Mario?
Okay, now that you say it.
It is Mario with
it.
Silver
I see the
hair.
Vision.
I love a good head of hair.
Yeah, a reconnect from Love Connection is the caption.
Ooh.
I don't think that's a date. I think that's a...
Do you think they ran into each other?
I think he was in town on business and they're like, oh, let's meet for a drink. She's wearing a blazer.
Right.
You don't wear a blazer if you want
to
hook up.
What would you wear if you're trying to hook up? Tell us.
Not a blazer. Okay.
So yeah, I think, I mean, Ramona, she's still single. She's in the streets. She's doing her thing.
Good for her.
Right.
You know, Ramona's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. She's doing better than I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else do you have, Eric?
Well, another thing, and I really wanted to talk to you about this, which I thought was really cool. So Sheena Shea of Vanderpump Rules fame, she tweeted this morning, I actually grew up on boats my entire life, and I've been driving them since I was a kid.
Stop it.
I guess she must live in Marina Del Rey. She tweeted, I've decided I live in the marina. I'm buying a boat.
She woke up like this? I mean, there's a dinghy joke in here somewhere.
Would you hire Sheena for...
And apparently, Sheena needs crew. To hire me. Ooh. Because she's been doing it for so long. Ooh. And she's a boat captain since she was 5. What? Yeah. She wants to buy a boat. Is she okay? Should we call her?
Maybe we should call her.
Ring, ring.
Speaking back to Ramona, by the way, have you seen Avery Singer's brown hair?
What?
Yes. Okay. So Ramona does not like it, and there's a very funny video that she's freaking out at the hairstylist or at the salon. Like, I thought you were gonna only make it dark blonde. Like, total controlling Ramona, but it looks so good.
No, it really does look good. It's Avery, like a natural brown.
Yeah. And it brings out her blue eyes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, Ramona commented on this picture saying, "You are stunning this way and with any color hair, as you are so beautiful inside and out. Love you." That's such a mom comment.
Such a mom comment.
Yeah, after you feel bad that you told her you didn't like it.
Right.
I dyed my hair brown once. And my mom was like, the blonde looks good too. But she loves me inside and out.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
With any color hair. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I wanted to... run by you is so I guess Tamara of OC fame, she is I guess partnered with Poopery. Are you familiar with this product?
I love Poopery.
Really?
It's amazing. Have you used it?
You guys.
Oh, what?
I have no sense of smell, so it's a gift and a curse.
Right. I was just gonna say,
but maybe I should get Poopery because I just to err on the side just of caution because I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You never know.
I don't know.
Another thing too is lighting a match. That's the trick.
But I'm not carrying around matches.
Well, that's exactly. So you got to carry around Poopery.
So, carry on.
So Tamara posted on her Instagram story,
God,
a nice video of her sitting on the toilet, talking about how everybody poops and it's totally fine. But this is a great product to use to,
you know what?
Cover that up.
I understand that there's a sponsorship money to be made. It's just one post. But honestly, like some protein powder tried to get me to post with it. And I'm like, I don't even have workout clothes that I could fake a photo in. Like, it's just not who I am.
Right.
I personally would not choose to post anything that has to do with bowel movements. Mm-hmm. I'm just not there yet. Maybe when I'm older.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, you funny.
Well, that's what Tamara's up to. I mean, have you seen anything else on social today? Or
I haven't seen anything on social today. Still early, but I'm kind of dependent on the Bravo play-by-play at this point, just to give me a good recap. Are you loving that show?
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's great because it's a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about Below Deck, people always tell me is, oh my gosh, it's the Bravo show that my husband, brother, boyfriend, whatever, we'll watch, I think, because there's like anchors and deckhands.
Right.
So I think this is great that now we have 4 males giving their perspective on all things Bravo.
Absolutely.
So now the boyfriends and the husbands and the sons don't feel so guilty watching Bravo.
Right. There's somewhere to go.
So what do you think of it?
I love Jerry O'Connell. He's so great.
Oh, my gosh.
I love him. I mean, he is so friendly, super nice.
That's really who he is.
Yeah. Genuine. Yeah.
He brought us chocolate covered strawberries when he came into the office.
Decadence.
Like, amazing.
Just because he's wonderful.
Yeah.
He is like, he was so popular in high school.
Homecoming
king.
Absolutely.
Like
hell yeah.
Friends with the nerds, friends with the jocks, friends
everybody.
With the theater people. he's great. And I also love Dave Holmes.
I was just going to say that. I was more excited about Dave Holmes than I think anyone else, just because of like MTV Day, Say What Karaoke.
Are you old enough to remember that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, but I'm
yeah, she's not.
Well, he has come so far. He's looking great. He's actually quite handsome.
I think
he's coming into his own, and he came out in the interim.
Right.
And I just, I love him.
I love him.
And he's so good at his job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was meant for this. He's like Ryan Seacresty vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, he's just really natural, good, confident, witty. Awesome.
He had a lot to say.
He's gotten much more sassy since TRL or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And which is perfect now that he's on Bravo. It's like, the stars have aligned.
Yeah. And that's all we have with Word on the Street with Eric J. Mack. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mark Evan Jackson from NBC's The Good Place and host of the official and appropriately titled The Good Place, the podcast, where guests like Kristen Bell, Ted Danson, and Mike Schur talk about everything on and off screen. Subscribe and listen free on your favorite podcast app.
All right, next up, we have our interviews. And first is Leanne Locken from Real Housewives of Dallas. She's got a lot going on, a lot of change. She's engaged, but no wedding date is set quite yet, which I don't blame her because, I think the most fun part about wedding planning is like the process. So drag it out. Unfortunately, her and Deandra are kind of having a friendship breakup, which I get it because I'm kind of having those now as myself, where it's like the older you get, you kind of accept when people change, but it's still very sad.
All right, well, we are here with the one and only Leanne Locken.
Because God forbid he made two of me. Can you imagine if there was like another me in the universe? I personally would just be like, give me a 45. Couldn't handle it.
I think fans would be very pleased to have more of you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Could you really, want more of me? I don't want more of me. I mean, I look at myself naked and I'm like, I'm out. I'm good. Y'all surgeon.
I want to talk a little bit about Zen Leanne this season.
Oh, is she not? Everybody's making fun of it, but I got to tell you, I'm happy. I'm so freaking happy. I'm so in control of my life. I'm in charge. I'm happy.
I find it amazing because I totally see the change and I see it.
Thank you.
But you're still like your sassy self. You
well,
don't
I
pull
have an
punches.
Opinion.
Yeah. Oh. How do you balance that?
I'm not losing control, and that's what I did in season one and season two. I lost control of myself. Now, I'm not saying that this season I'm not going to lose control, but I bet everyone is going to be really darn impressed. That was a bad word that I got turned into a good one. Impressed with how quick I recover and how I recover and how I recognize what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right and step into the place that I have always said I want to be. You know, it's always what I always want to say. I always want to ask people, like, how many people on my show are challenged to get better? One, me. Everybody challenges Leanne to get better. Well, time's up. Your turn. Get better. Because I've actually done it. And I feel so good about it.
What would you say really prompted the change?
Wanting to be better. I've always wanted to be better. I've lived a life of never being happy with where I am. I always want to be better. I always want to do better. Currently, I see two therapists. I see a therapist to talk with me about my emotions on the show and so that I can keep everything in check and I can verbalize what I'm trying to say about how I'm feeling without getting emotional. And then I see another therapist just for my personal life.
It must be, we kind of talked about this before we started, watching it and then seeing what people said that you maybe didn't know at the time, or it must color situations differently. What is that experience like?
It doesn't, you know, I think if you're have any intelligence whatsoever when you're filming and you're aware, you just have to be aware. It's not that difficult to figure out who's turning and how things are, you know, feeling. I mean, there gets the point where you can't get someone to return your phone call and you figure out that this isn't going to work out well for you. And then because of that, you're not shocked when you see the footage. I was a little disappointed in episode one for Deandra to come out and make such fun of the amygdala and the work that I'm doing with my brain. Because if you Google it, it's called emotional hijacking. When your amygdala kicks in, all blood flow to the entire rest of your brain shuts down. And it's a survival instinct. That's how we've managed to be still humans and not have dinosaurs on the earth. And I think her making fun of it and discounting it, but I am not allowed to call that condescending. But if I try to ask her a legitimate question like, what's your plan for your business? And she's like, she's being so condescending. And I'm like, did I say, bitch, get your shit together? No, I didn't. I mean, like, seriously, because that's what you said to me about something as sensitive as a wedding. That's not getting my life together. My life doesn't depend on my wedding. I sleep in bed with the most amazing man every night. Most of the time I have to put out. Sometimes I get lucky, I don't. I enjoy those nights off.
I'm getting the sense that you feel like maybe everyone is much harder on you than anyone else.
I think they expect. I think it became a pattern, if I can borrow Brandy's word. It became a pattern in season one to blame Leanne for everything. And then it became this pattern in season two that it's still Leanne's fault. It's all Leanne. Look, Leanne, you have a pattern of behavior. Yeah, I mean, until you learn to break the pattern, you do. We all do. Is that something I should say? Probably not, but it's okay for them, but never for me. And I do think that everybody on my show, except for Cameron, I think hold me to a higher standard. I think I'm, and I don't know why. Like, you all think I'm the crappiest person on the planet, but I'm supposed to have the highest standards. I'm supposed to be, you know, better than all that. And I'm like, people, I don't know about you, but I am human. Literally. Sometimes I'm just a stinky human.
You kind of were talking about this, that if you say something on the show, you expect to see it. When you're filming, do you think, I'm getting into kind of like Carrie telling DeAndre what you had said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she should have, when you're filming, do you think all bets are off, you should tell everyone everything, or there's still privacy?
I will tell you that Carrie is correct in her analogy of what happened to her the year before. She held her tongue and it bit her in the ass. And personally, I mean, Carrie's got a cute ass. I don't want to see it get bitten off. So yeah, I think Carrie did do the right thing. And I think the problem comes in the fact that Carrie's delivery was not explained to the full extent. And then what happens is Carrie has to end up texting me going, you know, I'm so pissed. There was more and none of it's there. And I'm like, you're okay. We are okay. Don't worry about it. I did nothing. I don't have any guilt about going to Carrie and trying to get help, because if your friend is crying and making a huge scene and is like, can't catch her breath, you want to solve that problem. That's what a friend should do. So if being a friend means I shouldn't have tried to help DeAndra, then I don't want to be DeAndra's friend.
Okay, so you don't want to be friends with DeAndra?
I don't think we are currently.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I wanted to ask how you're feeling watching the season and where you guys are.
I have no emotions towards her whatsoever, other than I have pity for her, because I do feel like there's a tremendous amount of growing that she needs to do, and there's a tremendous amount of reality that somehow and sometimes she's going to have to face. And I think one of the reasons that her mother has never handed over the company to her is because she doesn't face reality. She blames everyone around her for everything that she creates. And until you step in and say, I did that, and own it, not deny it and deny it and own it and deny it, you gotta look, I mean, if you read my blog this week, which you will eventually get to it, I mean, I end it with, you know, I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy because I'm like, you say this, then you say that, and you say this, then you say that. I mean, you know, listen, I'm starting to learn that DS doesn't stand for DeAndra Simmons. It stands for double standards.
Mm. you say that she, but you have, do you think there's hope that she can change?
I always have hope. Listen, Acts 2:25, you know I've said this before, Acts 2:25, I pitch my tent in the land of hope. It's the one, my favorite Bible verse on the planet, and it's the one thing that my grandmother instilled in me. Without hope, we have no purpose. We have no passion. And so I always hope for the best for all of my cast members. But sadly, currently, I'm still hearing horrible things that are being said off show. And, you know, they're unnecessary. It's like, I feel like when you're drowning and you're grasping at stuff and you just, you're like, I'm taking you down with me. But I don't want to go down, so let go.
Do you think there's, do you foresee a future, since you were such good friends and you do have such this history?
Were we?
You don't think that you were?
Oh, you'll have to watch the season.
Give me like a hint.
You'll have to watch the season.
Oh, Leanne.
You'll have to watch the season. Do you know the Leanne-isms that you guys put out?
Yes.
Okay. You know the one about the zebra and the goat?
Yes.
It's hard to miss a zebra. How do I know it was a zebra? All I can see is a goat. So you tell me, do I cry over milk that was never spilt? Or do I cry because I'm not sure if the milk was spilt? How do you analyze your emotional attachment to something like that? How authentically? Like, you know what I liken it to? You're in this relationship and you totally trust the guy and he like cheats on you. And you're like, you don't like that moment, that week where you're like, is this really happening?
Right.
Okay,
and
so
you're not the person that I thought that you were.
No, and when the person becomes not the person you thought that they were, everything that they've ever done becomes very clear. And then your heart sinks and cracks even further. And then it gets to a point where just talking about it, you can't even get your heart to beat. And then you have to realize that this is something that's weighing you down and not lifting you up. And you have to let it go.
Yeah, because I feel like from what I've heard and both sides and on, you know, social media and everything, both of you seem angry, but that anger comes from hurt.
I'm not angry.
No.
I'm not angry. You know angry, sweetie. We all know when Leanne's angry. I'm not angry. You don't see me attacking her on social media. You don't see me walking around beating my boobies, telling the world I'm Queen Bee. You don't see me wearing ridiculous costumes to prove that I'm the queen bee. Come on. Have you ever heard me say I was the queen? Because it wasn't said that night either.
I don't know.
You don't know where to go with this now because you're like, oh my God, opened my eyes to so many different things.
I'm just
and
thinking
now I'm
a lot.
Rethinking everything. Oh my God, welcome to the world of this is what I did all season was I constantly rethought it. And then it ended and I kept rethinking it. And then what happened was people started coming to me. And when enough people come to you and tell you the same thing over and over again, including some of your cast members, it's there is no recovering from that. There's a potential to recreate something new, but it's obvious that the something that you thought was so incredibly meaningful and important that you would have laid, I would have jumped in front of a car for her. I mean, I loved her unconditionally. And to know that you loved in a certain way that was never, ever, ever returned, that's, you know, y'all been heartbroken. Fucking hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now that all of this has happened, how do you feel that she did come on to season two? What are, like,
I'm glad she came on the show. I think she adds a tremendous amount to the show. I mean, you know, we've got Deandra, her ego, and then three more seats of her ego. And I'm going to leave it at that because I could fill up some other seats with some other things, but I won't.
In the episode this week, this
smashing good
room.
Time.
Yeah, smashing good time room.
Which is actually, Google it, an actual therapeutic workout.
Right.
No, it really is.
I feel like when you were explaining it to Deandra and when you had that conversation,
she didn't care.
She didn't care. You kind of when you were talking to her about giving her a little bit of tough love, you kind of implied she gives tough love to me all the time.
Did she not just call me a bitch and tell me to get my life together? You're saying you want to take a company that you do not own from your mother, who pays all your bills, and do it by yourself. I'm going to go with you might want to put a pen to paper and figure out how that's going to happen.
Did you walk away from that conversation thinking that she was upset?
No.
At what point did you, because no. Even after the smash room, I feel like you two were in a good place.
Did I not say to her, I still love you. Do you accept my apology? See, she said yes. And she said, but I'm still mad at you. I said, you can be mad at me. I still love you. I'm not going anywhere. You see, Leanne isn't changing. I mean, can we talk about the scene with Carrie where Carrie had to go from wiping her tears off her face to then, like less than a second later, a odd laugh. What's the one with the personality where the woman had 13 personalities?
Oh, what is that movie? Mm-hmm. With Sally Field?
Deandra. They're not letting me drink. I just want y'all to know that.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I wanted to shift gears a little bit and talk about, we see your wedding planner in this episode.
Yes.
He seems amazing.
My best friend.
Can you tell me more about him? Because I am dying to know more about him.
He is, if I know I'm going to go and I'm going to see Steve, my life changes. I'm happy. I'm excited. I want to go. I want to be around him. He's constantly in a good mood. He only has good things to say about people. I mean, when I grow up, I want to be Steve Kimball. I mean, we like the same sex, so I should be able to do this. And he sparkles. And it's really irritating that you can't outsparkle this. Like, you cannot outsparkle him. And I've tried. I've put wanted pictures up at the Joanne Fabrics. Do not sell him rhinestones, this diffa. He still ends up most sparkly person. It's irritating. But isn't he great? So he's,
oh my God.
He's my best friend. Of course he's doing my wedding. He's like, no one else is doing your wedding. I'm doing it. He just actually started a Twitter account.
I was going to say,
did you see it?
Yeah, I saw.
Rich_wedding. And it's all about our wedding and all about our planning. You know, that wedding that Deandra doesn't believe is happening has its own Twitter account now.
So in this week's episode, we hear the November date being thrown around. Are you getting married in 2 months?
Wouldn't you love to know, you nosy little broad?
I have not gotten my invitation yet.
Not going to tell you. Not telling you.
Oh, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it for everyone.
I know. Sorry, guys. I let you be a part of the engagement, and I didn't realize what a big commitment that was to the audience. Because suddenly it's y'all's wedding, not mine. But you know what? At this point, I'm very attached to everyone who watches our show, and I'm very grateful for everyone who watches our show. So I want to share it all.
What has it been like watching it? And I feel like fans, and I know I was shocked to see your and Deandra's relationship crack. Mm-hmm. What has that been like, reliving it, having people give you their opinions?
I mean, honestly, people's opinions, everybody's been my audience, which is the largest. Is supportive, and my audience will come. I've had my audience say things like, you know, saw that coming. You know, what's wrong with her? Doesn't she realize all roads lead to Leanne? I mean, really, like, who's Brandy fighting with? Leanne. Who's Deandra fighting with? Leanne. I'm really getting tired of all roads leading to Leanne. Listen, if you really, and then, you know, she's like, I guess Leanne passed me the wand. You wish, bitch. Sorry. Big wand to carry, honey, and the problem is you have to want what's right for everybody, not just yourself, even if that means you take a step back.
What is one thing you want viewers to take away from this season?
That Leanne has done amazing work on herself, and that I hope that work helps other people realize that, you know, just because you have anger or a certain behavior, you can get hope, you can get help. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live with anger or pain or suffering or shame. Please don't live with shame. Please love your life, and please get to a point where your life is worthy of you, because you are worthy of life. We all are.
That's so lovely. Thank you so much, Leanne. This was amazing and being so candid and everything.
I'm always candid.
Yeah.
Last time I just broke down crying.
Right, so improvement all around.
Hello,
right?
Hello, big Season improvement. Three.
Speaking of Dave Holmes, here's our interview with him from Bravo's Play by Play.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going right in.
We don't have
any time, guys. We are here with Dave Holmes. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Yes. How are you guys?
Good. Amazing. How are you?
Never better.
Play by play.
Play by play. Launching.
Yes, launching. Tonight. So exciting.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
How did it all come about with you becoming on the panel?
Well, let's see. I was, I've known Jerry forever. Mm-hmm. Like back in the 90s. He would come on MTV a bunch, and he was like, I would impress my friends because he would show up at my parties. I lived in the East Village with a bunch of people, and we had a big like friends apartment,
yeah.
And we had parties all the time. And he would sometimes come, and so like my friends who had normal jobs were like, Jerry O'Connell's in our house. Jerry O'Connell's in our house, and so we would bump into each other every couple years after that, and then I heard that he was doing this show, and I just thought like I want to get in there. You know, I want to just get me in for like the audition, whatever. Plus, it would just be good to see him. So I had my agent go digging, and I came here, and we hung out, and we talked Bravo, and it was just great. Like we clicked immediately, you know, as we had. So that was kind of that. And then Michael Yo and Brendan Schaub came on board when we went to LA and met like more people, and the four of us just kind of worked well.
Well, when Jerry was in Friday, he really impressed us with his encyclopedia-like knowledge of Bravo.
Yeah.
Where do you fall if you're talking about a sort of beginner to savant? Where is your Bravo knowledge?
I am firmly intermediate,
okay.
I would say. And here's the thing. I came late to it, mostly. Like, when The Real Housewives started, I saw promos, but most of the promos were Vicky screaming, and that... is a terrible thing. It's not a way I wanted to spend my time. So I didn't get on board. It wasn't until later when I was on a transcontinental flight with the live TV, and the only thing appealing to watch was a marathon of Jersey. And this was when Danielle was in the cast. This is when Teresa was in the was not imprisoned or in a bodybuilding contest. and I was a captive audience. And I sat and I watched a good 5 hours. And from then I was like, you know what? This is good entertainment. Like, this is interesting. This is good drama.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of sprouted from there. But I'm still, I know a decent amount, but then I sit down with a Jerry O'Connell and I realize what a B+, what a B- student I am. He knows. Like, I know the players. He knows the dates. He knows the labels on the back of the clothing. He knows it all. So I sit at his feet and I try to just, soak up as much as I can.
What are you loving right now on Bravo?
I love Married to Medicine.
I know.
Really do. Because it's everything, I mean, it's real people going through real things, Like, there's real life or death stuff happening this season. So you get that, and you get these women who are brilliant and who have made successes of themselves by themselves, and that's great. But then they can just cut each other's heads off with comments. Like, I mean, the shade. I mean, it's not even shade. Like, it's just, like, the aggressive, cutting insults are real. I mean, they're really something. They're really something. Mariah and Dr. Heavenly, I mean, you couldn't write it.
Do you think Mariah really has receipts on Daddy?
And invoices?
Yeah, and invoices.
She has receipts and invoices.
And invoices.
I love that we need two forms of paperwork. I don't. Well, no, I don't. No,
I don't either.
I don't. But she sells it.
Yeah,
she says
sure
it.
Does.
She says it, and she says it confidently, and it's yeah. I mean, I don't though. Ultimately, I don't. I felt like that was just kind of a pipe bomb to throw into the conversation.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like like most people, came to know you through MTV.
Uh-huh.
So given your music knowledge, how into you are these housewives turned musicians?
I mean, okay. There are successes. There are failures. I enjoy, I think my favorite of the bunch is Luann.
Really?
Yeah, just because if they're playing in the background and you don't pay attention to the lyrics, the beats are nice and whatever, and it's pleasant to listen to. But then you listen close to the lyrics, and in Chic C'est La Vie, I just feel like she was in a fancy room and she was just like naming things. Chandelier, chaise longue, bottle of Prosecco. Whatever, she was in a hurry. I love that. I love Money Can't Buy You Class. The concept of elegance being learned,
right.
And having that message come from somebody who just fell into a shrub drunk on tequila, I think is really fascinating. I just did a little review of Bravo Liberties Turned Pop Stars, for BravoTV.com. So I saw a few that I had never seen before.
Oh, great.
I had never seen Sonia Morgan, do her little cabaret thing. I guess
Cabaret-esque.
Jeez Louise. I guess, was that Austin?
Yes. The one you probably saw was in Austin.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's just.
Has she done it again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that might have been her most recent one, yeah. But there's like three or four out there.
Oh, boy.
So look forward to that.
Yeah, that was not great.
Right.
I'm very sensitive to something that a few of these women have done, which is lazy marketing to boring gay people. I am a gay person myself. And I hate it when people just go like, hey, bitch, or something like that, and like, and just expect the young gay men to flock to them. And what is frustrating is that it often works. You know what I mean? You don't have to do much to like attract the basics. You know what I mean? But it's still those basics do deserve a little more effort than you're giving them.
Yes.
So I must call out Erica Jane. I do feel like her whole overall thing is just a little too pat.
Mm.
Go to the next level, Erica Jane. You can do it.
Right.
You can do it.
Right. What would you like to see from Erica?
Oh, just an emotional connection to the material. You know?
You don't believe her when she's patting the puss.
I don't believe her when she's patting the puss. I don't. I mean, yes, I'm certain that she spends a lot of money on her clothing and her dinners and whatever.
Right.
I don't care. Give me emotion, Erica Jane.
Right. Love
Take a tip
it.
From Robin. No, she reaches down into her heart and she just tears it out for you.
And they still got the beats. You still
yes.
got the everything.
Yes. Yeah. It's just, I just feel like it's, you know, yeah, she says, you know, a couple, you know, oh, no, you better don't or whatever. And then there's like four guys with abs and they rip their shirts off. And it's like, it didn't take long for you to think of this. It just makes me mad.
One of our favorite things to do is play Mary Shag Kill.
Oh, great.
Like, just in the office, but also in the podcast.
Sure.
So we have a few additions for you if you're up to it.
Sure. Can I just tell you? Okay, I do a podcast called Homophilia, where yes. we talk to cool LGBT people about their lives and whatever. And we had John Lovett on, right, from Pod Save America.
Yes.
And we never do F, Mary, Kill.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never, I don't, even in real life, I don't do that. On the show, I've never done that. But for some reason, I felt the need to do that to him for whatever, about the various Fox News hosts.
That's amazing.
And when I suggested it, the look that I got, and it made me so sad that it was an audio podcast, because it was just the face of somebody who's like, I have decided I don't like you. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, I just felt very judged in that moment. So F, Mary, Kill is a little triggering for me right now, but I'll play.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, this is the Beverly Hills edition.
Okay.
Mauricio, Ken Todd,
ooh.
Or Edwin, Teddy's husband.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, I mean, you got to marry Ken.
Right.
Right?
Money.
Yeah. I mean, well, money, but also the model of a good relationship.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
They've okay. made it work.
All right, you're a little deeper than me.
Oh, well. Well, the first step is admitting it,
yeah.
right? What were the other two? I'm sorry.
Mauricio.
Oh, Mauricio. Oh, boy. I have to kill an Edwin.
Okay.
Just to get to that sweet, sweet Mauricio. Yeah.
Right.
He's
Don't
blame
very you. Handsome.
Jerry, I think, is on the same page. He loves Mauricio.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
What's
he
not
loved
to love?
Edwin, too.
That's true.
He was like, he is a good looking man.
He is a good looking man. He's a good looking man. But, yeah. Yeah, I got to go Mauricio.
All right.
I think you chose correctly on that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course, the classic Vanderpump, Tom, Jax.
F Jax, honestly.
Because he'd probably be really good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
probably
definitely.
Would.
He knows what he's doing.
I think it's the one thing he's got in this world. I really do. I think it'll just, yeah. Anyway, Okay, so that leaves us with the Toms. Yes. I think I have to marry Schwartz.
All right, even though he might cheat on you.
You just kiss. And he was so drunk he doesn't remember, so that erases things. It's like having a diet beverage with a cheeseburger. It just makes it all, it evens out. And yeah, which means I kill Sandoval because I feel like too much eyebrow maintenance is just a bad sign. And I couldn't keep up with that.
Right. All right. Last one. Southern Charm Edition.
Oh, God.
Shep, Craig, Austin.
Okay. Okay. I have to look up Austin. I have to look at Austin.
He is that gorgeous. He kind of looks like Shep.
Yeah. He kind of looks like Shep. Blonde.
Oh, yeah. 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 Let's see. I think Mary Craig. Mary Craig. Yeah. F this guy, this Austin guy. And and we got to kill Shep because he doesn't know what he wants. He's traveled the world trying to find love. Settle down, Shep.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we want to know where your allegiance lies, so we're going to go through some rapid fire. Like, whose team are you on?
Okay.
Carol or Bethany?
Carol. Mm. Carol.
Nene or Kenya?
Oh, boy. I guess I'll go Nene.
Kyle Richards or Lisa Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah, I feel like Lisa knows. Yeah, I would trust Lisa any day over Kyle.
Mm.
Oh, boy. That
so you
want to
like be on our couch
statement.
At the reunion. That's what you want.
I think so, yeah.
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 Joe Gorga or Joe Giudice?
Joe Gorga. Joe Gorga.
I love Joe Gorga so much. I love how much he loves Melissa.
Yeah.
I just love them.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Fun couple. Yeah.
Tamara or Vicky?
Tamara. Can't say anything more than that, but yeah.
Oh.
Well, we're getting the wrap-up sign. We have to let you go. Thank you so much. This
was
great.
Thank you so much.
We can't wait to watch you on Play by Play.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to get out in the world.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Kate, you know, we end every episode with our version of Rose and Thorn. So we want to know, what's your Rose and Thorn of the Bravo universe this week?
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
So my Rose of the week is seeing Catherine Dennis on Instagram. She's slaying the world. Yeah. She's having the best I told you so year of anyone's life. Mm-hmm. I mean, her Mercury is out of retrograde and in retro good. It is just happening for her. Boom, boom, boom. Like,
yeah.
Mm, good for her. And my thorn, I mean, I don't really have a thorn. I love all things Bravo so much. I can't find anything I don't like. I guess I'm just disappointed that my favorite Bravo shows, Housewives of New York and Southern Charm, aren't still on.
Yeah. Any predictions or any things that you want to see? Like, what would you love to see next season?
I would really love to see on Real Housewives of New York, Sonia have her I Told You So Mercury retro good year.
Yes.
You know, she's lovely.
Yeah.
I think she's a comedic genius.
Hell yeah.
She's beautiful. And I think she's been through enough with the divorce and the renting out her gorgeous apartment that had floors and floors of memories from her raising her children. It's like she needs to get her groove back a little.
Yeah.
So I would love that.
Oh, what would you like to see from Southern Charm next season?
I really, really think it's important that Shep and Catherine just get married.
Yes. Ooh.
After your knee surgery, Catherine picked you up and brought you soup, which had a lot of people hoping for a Shep-Cat relationship.
Honestly, I'd be lying if I said I didn't look back at our time together, you know, all those years ago and been like, gosh, if this hadn't happened that way.
Yeah. Shep.
Yeah.
Are you going to teach me how to surf?
Right now?
Perhaps.
Yeah, love to.
You seem to have great chemistry.
Physically, it was a lot of fun.
You did, yeah. You did hook up.
She was really good.
Oh,
that's an endorsement. I'm sorry, right?
I mean, it's a great compliment.
And the armoire hasn't shut up.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Come on.
Dream wedding.
I know. Oh, gosh, goosebumps. I will plan it. I will help you. Let's set them up.
They have so much chemistry.
So much chemistry. Same town.
Yeah.
They've known each other since they were young. There's a real attraction.
Yeah.
They're not getting any younger. He would be a great stepdad.
Oh, yes.
He could take them surfing.
Shep daddy.
And he needs something in his life to give him responsibility. It's not going to be a job.
Right.
It could be stepkids.
You're so right.
I know.
You have a vision.
It's a gift and a curse. So, guys, we want to know your Rose and Thorn.
of this week. So tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish and let us know what you loved and what you didn't love so much.
Kate, we want to thank you so much for joining us for this special episode of Bravo's Daily Dish. You were amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. And I love to talk about Bravo, so call me anytime.
Oh, and tell the fans where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm pretty active at Kate_Chastain. I tweet about Bravo all the time. And same for Instagram, Kate_Chastain.
And you can follow me on Instagram at allday_Nikki.
And you can follow me, Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K, on Twitter and Instagram.
Yay, bye.
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 Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere. With venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk.
He took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift.
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.